113th Psalm, the Bible says this. It says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord for this from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even with the princes of His people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord." Well, I could preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this text. And we'll look at consider a manual of thanksgiving. Amen. We just celebrated Thanksgiving, and I was thinking as I was reading through some of the Psalms. I've been reading through a lot of them here lately, and they really, if you want encouragement, just go to the book of Psalms, amen, and praise God, begin to realize, read them and realize how they speak to your heart. And I think I thought about this as a manual for Thanksgiving, amen. You say, "Well, preacher, we don't need a manual for Thanksgiving. We know how to give thanks." Do we really? Do we do it enough? Praise God. Do we really need a manual to show us how to praise God? Do we need a manual to tell us that we ought to be thankful and who we ought to be thankful to? Amen. A lot of times I think we're thankful, but we're thankful for a lot of times in the wrong areas. But here in the Word of God, in the 113th Psalm, we have a manual of thanksgiving, praise God. It tells us some things. It just lays them out here for us, praise God, so that we can see it. Number one, it says that we should worship, offering thanksgiving, praise God. It says, praise, and who should do that? Me and you. He says, "Praise ye the Lord, O ye servant." So who should be praising the Lord? It said that we should worship and we should offer up thanksgiving, but who should do that? If we ain't careful, we get sidetracked and we say, "Well, you know, Brother Bill ought to do that. He's been in this thing a long time. And Brother Ralph ought to do that. He's been in this thing. And Miss G and Miss Jean and some of these others that's been in it a little longer than us." And we say, "You know, they ought to be offered up praise and they ought to offer up the thanksgiving and they ought to, but what about us?" Amen. The Bible says here, my Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord." Amen. And if there's any doubt, He says, "Praise ye His servant." Amen. We ought to all be servants of the Lord. Amen. Praise God if we've been born again. So who should worship the Lord? Who should offer up thanksgiving to God? Those of us that are born again. Those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of us, praise God. Hey, even if you've not been saved yet, the little youngins ought to be able to offer thanksgiving to God, thanking for their mom and their daddy and their families and their homes and a roof over their head. Amen. Listen, that isn't hard stuff to be thankful for, is it? Because we need those. We require those things. And God said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added to you. Amen. We ought to be thankful for that because God told us He would. He'd provide for us. God told us He'd give us those things that we need. Praise God. But we ought to be thankful for Him when He does. Amen. And so it ought to be us, the servants of the Lord. We ought to be serving the Lord today in the hour we live. Amen. We come in here, and a lot of times we think when you come to church, you think you're here to serve. You come to church and you're serving the Lord. Amen. We come to the house of God to prepare to serve the Lord. We read and study our Bible to prepare to serve the Lord, to do something for the glory of God, to be a help and a steadfast person for Christ in the world in which we live. Amen. We do a service unto Him, praise God. And all God's people, praise God, ought to be servants. All God's people ought to be offering thanks and praise to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to all be thanking God, praise the Lord. Amen. If we've trusted, if you've trusted Christ, if I've trusted Christ, praise God, then we ought to be, what we ought to want to praise Him, we ought to want to serve Him, we ought to want to live for Christ. Amen. So folks in this world can see Christ in us and begin to have some kind of hope. I think the church is living in a dark air. We're living in a darkness, praise God, we don't let our light shine like we need to. Amen. If we ain't so careful, it's easy to be critical. Amen. But it's a whole lot harder, praise God, to be steadfast in the Lord and trying to be that light that shines forth to a dark world. Amen. So he says here, if we're children of God, that we ought to want to serve the Lord. If we're servants of the Lord, we ought to want to praise the Lord. Amen. We ought to want to offer up thanksgiving to God. He's been good to us. Amen. The Lord has been good to us, folks. He's been good to every one of us. Praise God. We've got way more than we deserve. Amen. God has been good to us. I was thinking last night, we got together last night for our Thanksgiving, our family, and there's a whole lot of us, praise God, that we're still there. Amen. There's a lot of families, Brother Bill, that's lost a lot of folks in the last couple years through the COVID and through other things that's taken place and health-wise. There's a lot of situations where people have lost a lot of their loved ones. As Miss Jean said, a whole lot of them's done gone home. They've outstripped us and went to glory. Amen. Praise God, what a blessing it is when we still have people that we can meet together with and offer up thanksgiving and praise to God. But the devil don't like that. The devil would like to tear it down. He would like to destroy everything we try to do. But we as God's servants, we still just need to praise the Lord. We still need to offer up thanksgiving because He's been so good to us. So who should offer up thanksgiving? The children of God, the servants of the Lord. Those that are living, trying their best to live for Him. Amen. To live a Christ-like life in this present world. Now I know it's not always the easiest thing to do. But praise God, I'm glad we can with Him. It begins with offering up that praise. That's why He said, the psalmist says, praise ye the Lord. Amen. It's not left up, as I said a while ago, for somebody else to do it all for us, praise God. We have to take the initiative to start praising the Lord ourselves. To start thanking Him, praise God, for the goodness and the mercy that He shows for us. Amen. Praise shows to us. So who should worship, praise God? Me and you, the servants of the Lord. When should we worship? When should we worship Him? When should we offer up thanksgiving? You say, well, preacher, we have a special day for that, and it's the third Thursday in November, and that's when we should stop and we should take the time and take the day, and that's when we should offer up thanksgivings and praises to God. Is that right? Amen. We should do it. And always he says, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. Amen. He said the time to start offering up praise God, in the manual of thanksgiving, he says we need to start praising Him now and just keep on praising Him. We need to just keep offering up thanks today and thanks this afternoon and thanks this evening and thanks in the morning and praise God all along the way. We should be doing that every day. Praise God. I tell you, if we'd get to doing that again, if we'd get to worshiping God, if we'd take this manual of thanksgiving that God has given us, and we'd start from the early morning and do it late at night and thank God and give Him praise for all He's doing for us. You know what it would do, church? It would keep the devil at bay. It'd keep the world at bay. It'd keep things in perspective. Praise God when we just praise Him. And you say, well, preacher, sometimes I just don't feel like praising the Lord. Sometimes it just don't seem like I've got anything to be thankful for. I want to say, if you got breath in your life, breath in your body, praise God, have life, praise God, you ought to be thanking the Lord. Amen. If you're able to still get up and go, we ought to be thankful, Lord. When we worship God, amen, we ought to praise Him and just keep on praising Him. Amen. It's always time to praise the Lord. Amen. Is there ever a time that it's not a time to worship God, to praise God, to offer up thanksgiving to God? Is there ever a place that's not appropriate to worship God and offer up thanks to God? Amen? Hello? Now the world would tell you, yeah, preacher, there's some times that's appropriate for that, and there's times appropriate that's not. Amen. But it's never, praise God, it's never a wrong place or wrong time to worship the Lord. It's always time to praise the Lord. Every breath we have, praise God, every fiber of being ought to be a hymn of praise and thanksgiving to God. Amen. He's been good to us. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I know what you say. The devil says it's spelled. He said, you're so beat up and beat down. Why don't you just curse like old Job's wife? Why don't you just curse God and die? Amen. But praise God, I want to say God's been good to me. He saved me from, praise God, out of that horrible pit. He lifted me up and He brought me out. And now I'm His. I'm on a rock, a foundation. It's firm. The devil said you're nobody, but I want to tell him, praise God, irrequivocally, I'm a child of the King. Praise God. I'm established on the truth. I'm on the, my rock is on the foundation of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Praise God. And I've got a blessed hope. And I've got a blessed help. And I've got some encouragement, and I've got a direction. Praise God, and it's getting closer day by day. We're marching on for the cause of Christ. We're looking, glory to God, for one day in a little while, we'll march through the portals of glory. We'll be ushered into before the throne room of grace by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Praise God, the Lord of hosts. He's going to bring us in, praise God, victorious, because victory has already been won. When's the time to praise God? Right now is time to praise God. Right now is the time to offer up thanksgiving. You say, well, we're going through some difficult situations. A lot of people are going through difficult situations. Amen. I just want to say that a lot of people are going through hardships. Praise God. But what we got to do is just go ahead and just offer up thanksgiving, praise the Lord, for what He's already done. Thanksgiving of praise upon our lips, praise God, because we're here and we're still able to recognize who He is. A lot of people can't. These people in nursing homes and hospitals today don't even know who they are. Amen. But you know, it's an amazing thing. As much as we've spent time at the nursing homes and stuff, and we preached there, and we've seen people that have different things going on with their minds, and they get to a point sometimes they don't even know who they are. They don't remember their loved ones. They don't can't recall names, but you get to preaching, and the Holy Spirit moves upon them, and they start getting excited. Praise God. Brother Yearout was over there. And praise God. He didn't know nobody, didn't remember nobody, couldn't think nobody's name, but when the Holy Spirit would get to moving, through the nursing home. Praise God, he'd get to whistling. Praise God, just as loud as he could whistle. And his little wife would say, no, quit, quit. I said, no, leave him alone. Glory, hallelujah. That's the Holy Ghost of God. I won't say praise God. Hey, no, nothing can take away the Spirit of God in a child of God. Amen, praise God. You say, what was he doing, preacher? He was offered up thanksgiving. He was offered up praises the best way he knew how. Amen. We may not, Brother Bill, I may not be able to remember your name tomorrow, but I'm glad there's something down in me that the devil in this world can't take away. Amen, that sweet Spirit of God that speaks to my heart. It gives me the encouragement I need. Every breath we take should be a praise to God, should be to offer up thanksgiving for all that He's doing for us today. When should we worship? All the time. Who should we worship? Praise God. We should worship. Who should worship? The servants of God should worship. Amen. Where should we worship? Amen. Now the world today tell you, well, there's places it's not appropriate. Amen. There's just some places you just can't worship God. I won't say you can worship God everywhere. We are to worship God everywhere. Nobody should be able to dictate us, praise God, for where we worship. Amen? Praise God. When we worship, praise God. He said we worship from the rising of the sun to the setting of that thereof. Praise God. All the time, all day long. To the going down of the sun, from the time it comes up in the east to it sets in the west, and then some. Amen? Praise God. Just magnifying the God of heaven. Lifting Him up. But where should we worship? We should worship, praise God, everywhere. We should offer up thanksgiving everywhere that we're at. It's not a specific time, not a specific place. Amen. That we should be, that we should, we don't have a designation where God says, well, you can go to Stony Fort Baptist Church and there you can worship God and there you can offer up thanksgiving. There you can offer up praise and that's the only place you can do that. Hello? You say, well, preacher, we got to be really careful what we do. Who says that? Who dictates that to us? Amen. I don't see nowhere in my Bible that God says, listen, there's some places I want you to worship me, and there's some places you just don't mention my name. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Should we fear God or fear man? Should we listen to God or listen to man? Should we serve God or should we serve man? I'm just going to, Jeremiah said, for me and my house, I'm just going to serve the Lord. I'm just going to serve the Lord. I'm going to magnify Him. I'm going to lift Him up. I'm not going to be told where I can praise God, where I can offer up thanksgiving to God. He says, from the east to the west, praise God. That's where we serve the Lord. Amen. Anywhere we go, praise God. All day long, every day, we should be praising God. Amen. We should be lifting Him up. We should be praising Him, praise God, because we can. There's a lot of people can't. A lot of people ain't able. But praise God, I'm glad that we can. And we ought to take full advantage of what we're able to do for God. Amen. There's nowhere, praise God, there's nowhere that we shouldn't be able to worship God and give Him praise. Amen. Nowhere. There's nowhere in this world that we shouldn't be able to offer thanksgiving and give praise to God.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's some places that you just don't, you just can't worship and praise God. You can't outwardly, you can't express these things because it's just not appropriate. I want to say, praise God, if there's places that you can't worship God and offer up thanksgiving, then you probably shouldn't be in those places. Amen. If we'd stand up and start saying, you know what, we're going to worship God where God's been. When God's been, we're going to praise God. We're going to offer thanks to God wherever we go. A fellow told me one time, said, preacher, in a certain cafe, certain restaurant, you can't praise it. They frown on that. Amen. I said, well, I can fix that. That's no problem. I just won't go there. Amen. Praise God. I just won't go there. If they don't want me to pray, if they won't allow me to pray, if they want me to lift up thanks to my Lord, praise God, I just won't go there. So there's some places, praise God, we ought to be able to praise God everywhere we go. Now, I'm talking about a manual for thanksgiving. God give it to us. And He said, everywhere from the east to the west, praise God, everywhere we go, we ought to be able to praise God. We ought to be able to lift up our Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to magnify and praise God for all that He's done. Amen. So if somewhere that you go or some place that you hang out and you don't feel right praising God and offering things, maybe you just need to change places that we go. Amen. Hey, there's some places I won't go. Amen. Where my Christianity's not welcome, praise God, I just won't go. Now I might meet them outside, praise God, I might meet them somewhere along the way and I'm going to tell them about Jesus. Amen. But praise God, I'm not going to go to a place where I can't praise God and pray and offer up thanksgiving to the Lord because He's worthy of our praise. Amen. So where should we worship? And we should worship everywhere. We should praise God. We should offer up thanksgiving everywhere. Everywhere we go, praise God, every part of the day. Amen. Unrestricted access to a holy and righteous God. That's what we have. Amen. We'll take full advantage of it. Praise God. Amen. You say, what? But because of why we worship. Why we worship. Why we offer up thanksgiving. Amen. Because we can. Amen. Look at verse number 4. He said, because of God. He said, the Lord is high above all nations. We can worship. We can praise God. We can offer thanksgiving because of who God is. Amen. We're serving the Most High God. We're not serving the little G gods of this world. We're serving the Most High God. Amen. Praise God. The verse 4 says that the Lord is high above all nations. Amen. That gives Him the authority over the nations. Amen. That means our governments can't tell us what to do if it supersedes the Word of God. Amen. God's Word ought to supersede our government. That's what's wrong today. The government's trying to dictate to us the things that are not lined up with the Word of God. The Lord is as high above all nations. And His glory above the heavens. We serve the Most High God. Amen. We ought to be able to worship Him. Emmanuel Thanksgiving tells us that God is the high God. That God is, praise God, at the pinnacle, praise God, of godliness. And that we can trust Him because He is that pinnacle of holiness, praise the Lord, that's there for us. And it says and asks the question in verse number 5, it says, who is like unto the Lord our God? Amen. Who's like Him? There's no other. I've searched the world over. Amen. Praise God. And I've found that the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, praise God, He is the Most High God. He's everything I've tried in this world, there's nothing like God. There's not that don't have the peace. It don't have the help. It don't have the comfort. Amen. It doesn't have the camaraderie. Amen. We want to, in this world we live in, we want to be friends, don't we? We want to have friends, sure. We want to have comrades. We want to have people we can hang out with, people we can do things with. But there'll be a time them people won't be around. There'll be a time when you'll be all alone. It'll be you by yourself. Your friends will be gone. They'll forsake you. Amen. There'll be times when you'll get in hardships and you couldn't find them friends with a search warrant. Hello? But I want to say there's a God of heaven, praise God. There's none like Him. He sticks to you closer than a brother. He's there for you. Who's like the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Amen. There's only one God, the one that dwells on high. There's a lot of gods that dwell down low. I mean really low. Amen. They'll bring you low. They'll bring you down. But there's a God that dwells on high who will lift you up. See, God is constantly wanting to bring us up to where He is. He's wanting to have a communion with us. He's wanting, praise God, us to offer thanksgiving to Him. That's why He gives us a manual of how to offer praise and thanksgiving to God. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Say, we see who God is. He said, who humbleth Himself to behold the things, now watch this, that are in heaven and in earth. So God condescends down to where He looks down upon us. He looks down to see us. He looks around heaven. He sees the things heaven. Praise God. But He loves us enough, man, that He doesn't stop there. He looks down to where we are. Now, I'm not just talking about this little planet called earth. But He looks down to where we are, you and I. And He sees where we are, praise God, and He knows what we need. And He's there to meet those needs. What God is there like there? Who is like God? Who is like the Most High God? He said there's none like Him. Because He looks down, praise God. That's who He is. He looks down, glory to God, and He sees us. And He looks in heaven, He looks on earth, and He sees us, and He wants to help us. He loves us. Why, I don't know. Amen. You say, well, preacher, He just said, sometimes, hey, I don't know about you, sometimes I don't even love me. Hello? I know you feel like that too sometimes. Amen. But God always loves me. He can't help it. It's part of His character. He loves me, praise God. And God gives us in the manual of thanksgiving, He says, God loves you, and He looks down, He humbled Himself, and He looks down, praise God, amen. The eyes of God is looked down upon the things of this world, at the things of our life, praise God, because He loves us that much. Amen. He loves us enough that He'd die on the cross of Calvary for your sins. That's how much He loved you. That's why He gave us a manual of thanksgiving, praise God. Bless His holy name. Because He loves us. Not only because He loves us, because of what God does. He tells us in verse number 7 what God does. You realize God does a lot of things for us? He's constantly working for us. He's constantly ministering for us. He's constantly looking for new ways to get our attention. Hello? He's constantly... You know, we live in an age of programs. You got a program for this and a program for that and another program for something else. And it seems like we're in a time and a day that without a program, you just can't function. Amen? We don't have, per se, a program here, but we got to order the way we do things. And boy, I tell you, if you go outside that order, boy, people just begin to go, well, and then they get that Kaif looking in Newgate look. They say, what are you doing? Amen? One of these Sundays, I'm just going to come in Sunday school. I'm just going to jump up and preach. Amen? And then those of you come for preaching are going to be in Sunday school. Amen. Praise the Lord. God be the glory. Amen. Because God's looking down and He sees what we need and what God does. It said He raises up the poor, verse number 7, out of the dust. You remember when you were lost without God? Amen. Boy, I do. I mean, you're slithering along in the dust of the earth. You know, you're worming yourself along under the barrel of iniquity and sinfulness. Amen. Not just a vile and wicked person, but a sinful person. Amen. If you ain't ever come to realize that you're an old rotten sinner, then you've never been saved. If you think you're too good, if you think you're good enough to go to heaven without being saved, then you'll never make it. Amen. He said you must be born again. You got to be born from above. We have to realize that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And the wages of sin's death. But he says it's a gift of God that's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's the avenue that we have to take to get to heaven. So in the manual of thanksgiving, praise God, we could shout and praise for days just on what Jesus done for us when he saved us by his marvelous grace. And he give us a place, give us a place in the family of God to nurture us and help us along the way. So we see how God begins to manifest himself to it. They begin to manifest through his word. And he raises us up out of the dust. And look what he said. What else? He said, lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. Amen. I don't know if anybody know what a dunghill is. Amen. But you probably got an idea. A dunghill is a place of refuge where all the waste goes. Amen. All the waste is put. And praise God says, hey, praise God. He said, that's wasted. That's at no account. That's it's cast aside. Praise God. He said, I gathered it all up. He said, well, preacher, that wasn't me. I wasn't under at the heat post. Amen. All of us were. We were lost and undone with Christ. Praise God. We were just a refuge. Amen. Be cast away. Amen. Praise God. We were put on an auction block of sin, going once, going twice, and Jesus raised his hand and said, I'll take them. He paid the price. He bought us, praise God, from the refuge of sin, praise God. He purchased us, amen, from the dunghill of life. Amen. It's about as simple as you could say it. And he offered us an opportunity through Christ our Savior. Amen. What kind of opportunity? What God does? He saves us by his marvelous grace. He raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts up the needy out of the dunghill that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Amen. He's like, oh, rotten, starry, no account sinners. All of us. Amen. And he reaches down and gets us and pulls us up. And he's bringing us up. He's cleaning us up. And he sets our feet upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ with the princes of his people. Amen. I want to say with God, there's no big I's or little U's. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the manual of thanksgiving, God says that he does some things for us, praise God, that's beyond our imagination. Amen. When we know God, we know God better. That's what God does. Because of who God is, because of what God does. He ministers to our heart and he meets our need. And so when we begin to worship, you'll worship and praise God more when you experience the grace of daily living. When the daily living, praise God, lines up with our living for Christ and Christ living in us, something begins to change. Amen? Praise God. And the more we live for him daily, the more thanks, the more praise we had to give to him daily. Amen? When our daily life is more of him and less of us, then we have more praise to offer, more thanksgiving to give to God. Amen. Have you got anything to be thankful for? Well, I tell you what, I've got lots and lots and lots to be thankful for. I praise God I'm still here. Amen. I thank God that I'm still here. Everybody in this place today could be gone. Amen. Could have had an accident, could have been hurt, could have been beat down, could have been killed. But God Almighty has been merciful to us. He's been, praise God, his mercy and his grace endureth forever, praise God. And he's been merciful to me and you. In the manual of thanksgiving, praise God, the Bible says that God did that for each one of us individually. That through him, praise God, we might be saved and we might offer up that daily thanksgiving to Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen? Praise God. To worship, to praise, to offer up thanksgiving, amen, unto the Lord. Just from the sun up till the sun down. Amen. I don't know about you, that's all day. That's every day. You know, it's easy to gear up for Sunday morning, maybe even Sunday night. But when you start gearing up to live and serve and walk with God for every day, it gets a little bit more complicated, doesn't it? I'll tell you some more. It's not easy. If you're going to walk with the Lord, you're going to serve the Lord, you're going to live for Christ. And we should, because we're servants of the Lord. That's what we do, right? He said, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a daily task. You know, preacher, I just have a problem with that. Living for the Lord from sun up to sundown all day, every day. Then you've got a problem. Or maybe I should ask, do you have a problem? Amen. Because I don't know about you, but if you don't love the Lord, if you don't like serving, if you don't like walking with Christ, if you don't like knowing the Lord and having Him be part of your life from sun up to sundown, day in, day out, then you're going to have a problem with eternity. Amen. You're going to struggle in eternity if you don't like the Lord being part of your life every day. Because I guarantee you, when you get to glory, the Lord's going to be part of your life. You're going to be so excited. You're going to be so excitable when you get to heaven. You say, preacher, I just don't get excited about this stuff. Amen. Let me tell you what, when you get to heaven, praise God, if you make it, amen. The Bible says we need that assurance. Talk about in Sunday school, that blessed assurance that we are a child of God. We're born again and we're ready to go to heaven. We've been born, praise God, we've been born from above by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, convicting our heart, and the Spirit of God moving in, taking, convicting us for our sins, showing us we're sinners, and been getting saved by the marvelous grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Praise God. Getting into the family of the Lord. It's marching along, praise God. Emmanuel of Thanksgiving tells us how to go about it. Amen. Praise God. It tells us who and when and where. And it even tells us why. Because God Almighty is the Lord of our soul. Praise God. He keeps us. He helps us. He ministers to us. He shows us the way. And that's easy because the way is Jesus. There's not a whole lot that you have to memorize, no lot that you have to know. Just have to know that the way is Jesus. Just follow Him. He's our example, praise God. He's the one that gives us direction. He's the one that wrote the manual. Amen. Emmanuel. God with us wrote the manual that gives us directions. So we'll know the direction that we need to go that'll get us there safe and sound. And one day in a little while before long, we'll be praising Him on the streets of glory. Amen. Everywhere, I just can't get over the thought in my mind. I guess God just put this in my head. I can't get out of my mind that when I get to be everywhere that He is, there I am. And everywhere that I am, there He is. Amen. Think about that. If we didn't have anything else, that right there would be enough to thank Him for every day. To lift Him up and praise Him for every day. Because one day in a little while, we're going to be with Him where He is. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because that was His heart's desire. He said, pray to the high priest, pray and said, Father, I would that they be with me where I am. Where I am, not where I would be or not where I could be. He said, where I am. We're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be in His presence forever. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a time. You say, have you ever thought about it? Listen, let me just tell you like this, and I'm done. The greatest day that you've ever had at the house of God, worshiping, praising, with the Spirit moving on you, tears are flowing, excited, just giving God glory, won't even compare to the day that we're in the presence of our Savior forever. You'll get a dose of the Cain Heppets, and you'll cry and shout and praise God for days and days and days. But there'll only be one day. So it'll be through eternity. We'll just praise God. I believe it'll be that way. Amen. I don't know how long it'll take to come to ourselves and realize everything that we've become partakers of. But we start that right now, today. And God gives us this in the 113th Psalm. He gives us a manual of thanksgiving. Because he helps us to realize, praise God, that God Almighty is the author of that manual. And he's given us the direction that we need as servants of the Most High God. The who, the what, the when, the where, and the why. That we take the manual of thanksgiving and just start praising God. Start today and without anywhere to quit. Amen. I mean, Miss Brenda was talking this morning. We're just about to wind up 2023. This year has flew by. Amen. Next Friday is December the 1st. We're just about finished up 2023. Getting ready to go into 2024. Amen. We're further. What do you say? I'm saying we're further along than we've ever been. But I can say this, irrequivocally, I can say this, that I have more to be thankful for than I ever have before.
Amen.
Amen. What God has done for us, the way that He's helped us, the way that He's ministered to us, all that He's given us, the way He's ministered to us individually, the way He's touched, the way that He's saved, the way that He's adding to. Amen. I think I was, me and Teresa was talking about it Wednesday on the way home, I believe it was. I think we've had, Miss G can probably tell me, I think we've had 16 or 17 join the church this year by baptism. Amen. God be the glory. That alone is enough to be thankful for. Amen. That God's just adding to us. Amen. That He would have us to have. And we're just looking for Him. Praise God, just help us till we get through this thing. And we have a manual of thanksgiving that we can use just to give God the praise and honor and glory. The who, what, when, where, and when, how. Amen. Praise God. And it's through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that makes the difference. Because all through eternity, we're going to offer up thanksgiving. Praise God. Those tears that we're crying, tears of joy and praise, man, praise God. They'll be all right, but all those tears of sorrow, all those tears of regret, all those tears of anguish will be gone. Amen. We may still shed some tears, but they'll all be tears of joy. Amen. Tears of gladness in the presence of the Lord. Amen. A manual of thanksgiving. Praise God. Something to be thankful for.